News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
It was a packed house last night on the causeway for the Common Sense Campaign's I-10 Mobile River Bridge toll project discussion. And speaking of that discussion, we'll talk about it with you. And coming up a little bit, just about an hour from now, 8:05, I'll be joined by State Senator Chris Elliott to talk more about that. Details on the way in headlines with Kelly. Also, Dr. Bill's got our weekend weather scale and the world of sports with Dalton coming up right now. Check the drive in. Here's Kane.
For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, government at Lansdowne Drive, they've got an accident moving out of the roadway. State troopers still there. Highway 45 at Chichula Georgetown Road. One car overturned and a telephone pole. And at Old Moffitt and Glenwood, another accident without injuries. It's the 22nd annual Dolphin Street Beer Fest coming up Saturday, August 24th in downtown Mobile. Get your tickets and start the fun at the Joe Kane Cafe inside the Battle House Hotel, where they've got room rates starting at only $139 a night. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect isolated thunderstorms today. Will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
What is your definition of fake news?
Fake news is reporting fake news.
Brilliant.
There was a time when people thought the Earth was a level plain between two mountains that were set there to hold up the sky, and that the stars were lamps hung from that sky.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 78 degrees as we get started on this Friday morning, 7:08, and time to get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Scary moments for students and faculty and parents as shots are fired near the campus of Alabama State in Montgomery. This happened Thursday night. Authorities confirmed two people were killed and three other people injured, with all but one suffering from life-threatening injuries. According to WSFA, that shooting happened in the 800 block of North University Drive, very close to the campus of Alabama State. Alabama State President Quentin Ross Jr. says the shooting is unrelated to the university, but that it did happen at a business near campus. University police and officers with the Montgomery Police Department were on scene as quickly as possible to ensure the safety of ASU students. He goes on to say, "Our prayers are with the families and friends of those who were victims in this shooting. The shooting remains under investigation at this hour." News out of our nation's capital this morning, as President Trump's disapproval rating is now at 56%. That's according to a new poll released by Fox News. 48% of those polled say they strongly disapprove of the job the president was doing. 8% said they somewhat disapprove. Mr. Trump's approval rating in the same poll is 43%. That's down 3 percentage points from the previous month. 27% say they strongly approve of the president. 15% say they somewhat support him. Now, the breakdown of numbers are among 53%, and that's 46% among white men and 64% among independents. Disapproval among Democrats is at 91% compared to 11% for Republicans. And one more number to tell you, 59% say they were not satisfied with the direction the country is now headed. The poll included results from 1,013 people who are registered voters, and they were from nationwide from August 11th through August the 13th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Mobile Bay Green Drinks is an informal networking opportunity for people in our region interested in sharing ideas for sustainable living. Green Drink gatherings are held from 5 to 7 p.m. on the second Wednesday of each month in Fairhope at District Hall and on the third Wednesday of each month at Alchemy Tavern in Mobile. For more information, visit the Mobile Bay Green Drinks Facebook page.
This information update brought to you by Johnny's Premier Boat and RVs. Johnny's has boats, RVs, and full-time parts and service. Johnny's Crew and Theodore has the boat and RV you need, always for a sweet deal. Johnny's Premier Boats and RV.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Lightning is to blame for a house fire in Fairhope. It happened on Mobile Street Thursday afternoon near the American Legion Post. No injuries were reported. Part of Scenic Highway 98 had to be shut down for about 45 minutes as crews worked to put out that fire. A man charged with three counts of attempted murder will remain in Mobile Metro Jail. A judge denied bond for Andrew Mitchell on Thursday. He'll be back in court Tuesday for an arraignment hearing. Last week, police were conducting a narcotics investigation in the R.B. Taylor community when they tried to approach suspected drug dealer Johnny Vail. That's when Mitchell allegedly fired shots at officers. Police returned fire, hitting both men. Prosecutors say the gun Mitchell used in that shooting was stolen. News 5 has learned the name of a man found dead in Pensacola on Wednesday. He's 71-year-old Hector Torres. 49-year-old Donald Barbie has been charged with his death. Barbie was arrested after surveillance video from a hair salon on Beverly Parkway captured a man dumping a body. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
DeMarcus Cousins suffers a major off-season injury. Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family are recovering after surviving a plane crash in Tennessee. And former University of Alabama golfer Justin Thomas is the co-leader at the BMW Championship. It's 7:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start with some bad news for a local guy in the NBA. Former LaFleur Rattler and Kentucky Wildcat DeMarcus Cousins has suffered a torn ACL in his left knee. It's according to his agent Jeff Schwartz. The non-contact injury reportedly occurred on Monday in Las Vegas while Cousins was playing in a pickup game. The four-time All-Star recently signed a one-year deal with the L.A. Lakers, but now he could potentially miss the entire season. Cousins has had a rough streak of injuries the last two seasons after suffering a left Achilles tear in January of 2018 and a quadriceps tear this year in April. In his nine NBA seasons, Cousins has averaged 21.2 points and 10.9 rebounds per game. NASCAR superstar Dale Earnhardt Jr., his wife Amy, and 15-month-old daughter Isla are recovering this morning after the three were involved in a plane crash landing Thursday near Bristol Motor Speedway. Carter County Sheriff Dexter Lunsford said that there were no serious injuries beyond cuts and abrasions. Earnhardt's small family was on the plane, along with their dog and the two pilots. Federal Aviation Administration officials said that a Cessna Citation rolled off the end of a runway and caught fire after landing at Elizabethton Municipal Airport around 3:40 yesterday afternoon. The National Transportation Safety Board tweeted that they're sending two representatives to Elizabethton to investigate the crash. Earnhardt retired from Cup Series competition in 2017 after he dealt with a number of concussions. He's still, of course, heavily involved with NASCAR as a television analyst, but said he'll be taking this weekend off as he and his family recover. On the PGA Tour, Justin Thomas and Jason Kokrak are tied for the lead after round one of the BMW Championship at Medina Country Club in Illinois. Both Thomas and Kokrak fired 7-under-par rounds of 65 yesterday. They lead a group of five golfers who were one shot behind. All but two golfers posted under-par scores yesterday. One week after withdrawing from the Northern Trust due to a mild oblique strain, Tiger Woods posted a 1-under-par 71. He enters today 6 strokes off the lead, tied for 51st with 8 other golfers. The BMW Championship is the second of 3 events in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Only the top 30 in the FedEx standings will advance to next week's tournament in Atlanta. Round 2 of the BMW begins this morning at 9:15. In baseball last night, the New York Mets held on to defeat the Atlanta Braves 10-8. New York rookie Pete Alonso had 6 RBI on 5 hits and tied the National League rookie home run record with his 39th of the season.
Alonso, it's this one deep in the air to center. A high ride as Inciarte watches, and it's long gone into the drink in center field.
That tied the record set by the Dodgers' Cody Bellinger back in 2017. The Braves rallied with 5 runs over the 8th and 9th innings, but they were unable to tie the game. The Braves' 3 home run leaders all went deep last night. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit 1, his 35th this season. First baseman Freddie Freeman went deep twice, his 30th and 31st this year. And former Faith Academy Ram Josh Donaldson also hit 2 homers, his 27th and 28th of the season. Around the rest of the league, Bryce Harper hit a walk-off grand slam, and the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Chicago Cubs 7-5.
2-2 with the bases loaded and one out. Deep to right field, way up there, and way out of here! Second deck walk-off home run! Grand slam, Bryce Harper!
They knew that one was gone the moment it left the bat. The Phillies scored 6 runs in the 9th inning to complete the rally. Sonny Gray struck out 10. He led Cincinnati past St. Louis 2-1. Miami upset the L.A. Dodgers 13-7. And San Francisco shut out Arizona 7-0. In the American League, Cleveland hit 7 home runs and crushed the Yankees 19-5. Minnesota hit 3 homers in a 13-6 win over Texas. Seattle beat Detroit 7-2. And Oakland beat Houston 7-6. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost both games in a doubleheader against Biloxi yesterday. Bay Bears will try to steal a win tonight in Biloxi at 6:35, and they'll be back in town on Sunday to begin a 5-game homestand at the Hank against Chattanooga. We're getting closer to the first college football games of the 2019 season. If you think you can pick the football games better than anyone else in the FM Talk 106.5 audience, go ahead and sign up for the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. Each week, we take 10 games selected by ESPN, try to pick the winners in those games, and we'll have a winner every week. And then at the end of the year, the big winner gets a trophy and a prize package. It's free to play, free to sign up, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. We have the link right there at the top of our page. Just make sure you get signed up before August 31st as the first official week of the season. 718 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. Coming up, we'll check back in with the traffic department, but getting this from the text line, Walt says, wreck on 59 is between the Beach Express and County Road 28. That has cleared up. And also, Bayway Roy saying the Bayway is slow westbound. So if you've got traffic updates, you can always text those in to 343-0106.
For 50 years, Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop has been an after-school tradition. Generation after generation has celebrated great days, good grades, and even a pick-me-up for that not-so-good day with a visit to Cammie's. After school or any time is a great time for Cammie's homemade ice cream. Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Florida and Old Shell Streets. 50 years and still dipping. And now open on the parkway inside Food Champ's grocery store, 2 till 8.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect isolated thunderstorms today. Will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Heard about the health benefits of CBD oil? Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers. Plus, a full line of products from Alabama's very first CBD superstore, Cannabama.
Changing lives one drop at a time.
Buy locally from CannabamaCBD.com today.
This is Rhoda McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. And I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Concerned with the safety of our school-aged children, the management and staff of Lion Fry Cadden Insurance Agency, Midtown Park South, Immobile reminds drivers to always obey the safety patrol and stay within the speed limits in school zones. Keep your eyes on the road, always buckle up, you and your children, and never text while driving. Let's make this school year a safe one. The safety reminder brought to you by the management and staff of Lion Fry Cadden Insurance Agency, Midtown Park South, Immobile, reminding you to stay alert driving this school year.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still on the scene of an accident with injuries at Government and Lansdowne Drive. Also an older one, Highway 45 at Chichula Georgetown Road, involving an overturned vehicle and a pole down. As we look good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Wild to think we're just a year out from a completed stadium there of USA.
It's going
to
be big.
722 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's on the way with our weekend weather scale and a look at the tropics. Right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Social media turns into reality as two Mobile men remain behind bars after police say they made threats against the Mobile Police Department on multiple Facebook Live videos. 19-year-old Justin Tyree Lambert and 21-year-old Maurice Jermaine Brown were arrested August 10th because of the videos they made 2 days earlier. There's a video which features Lambert saying that, quote, "Every tear I shed blood will be shed on police." This while he was waving a gun and also says, quote, "We are going to purge the police." Each man was charged with one count of making a terroristic threat, which carries a $3,000 bond. Lambert also was charged with carrying a pistol without a permit, and Brown was charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. Both men appeared in court on Thursday. Brown's arraignment was rescheduled for August 22nd. The district attorney's office confirms that he will continue to be held without bond on a parole violation. Lambert's bond on the terroristic threat charge was raised to $30,000 with a requirement for electronic monitoring if he makes bond. A preliminary hearing for his case has been set for September the 9th. He saw something and said something, and now a local whistleblower is awarded $200,000 as an orthopedic surgery and physical therapy practice in Daphne now has to pay $1.2 million in settlement money on allegations that Baldwin Bone and Joint PC billed Medicare and TRICARE for services that were performed by unauthorized providers, athletic trainers, or exercise physiologists, which is an illegal practice. The settlement also addresses allegations that the BB&J Bank violated the physician self-referral law, which prohibits referrals of Medicaid and Medicare patients to general providers. The lawsuit was filed by a former employee who now, as a whistleblower, gets $200,000. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 724 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill says if you love August weather, then he's got a great forecast for you. So it's all the way. More on that. Plus, Alabama cracking down on what is a real service animal. So if you're only two animals allowed as service animals in the state, we'll get into that coming up in just a little bit as well. I want to say hello, and y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
Man, we're good, and I want to talk about inventory as we always do at LCM, but I mean, you're flush right now.
Yes, we got a lot full. You know, even with the expansion, we've managed to fill it all up. So, although, thank goodness, business has been great. It comes and goes pretty quick. So, we sell them, we replace them.
Okay, let's talk about trucks. Let's talk about third rows. Let's talk about cars. Let's talk about price points.
All of the above. Matter of fact, we just got in a third row yesterday, a nice Ford Explorer that can be bought for under $6,000. You know, we got all different kinds of third rows. We got Mercedes, we got Infinities, we got Honda Pilots. We got a great selection of those. And as always, we've got a tremendous selection of trucks. Diesels, gas, four-wheel drive, two-wheel drive, crew cabs, extended cabs, and work trucks.
All right, good stuff. Come out and see the selection. How do they get there?
Highway 90 West at Plantation Road, online at lcmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 725. Yeah, I would get to this. I want to get your reaction here. You know, we've had so many stories over the years, Dalton, about service animals and people on planes with
peacocks, hamsters.
We've had all kinds, like monkeys,
squirrels.
Remember the person who was on a plane who had a service dog and a monkey, and they wanted to deny. They said you could only have one service animal, and the person said that one of the animals was a service animal to the other service animal.
Yeah, and we couldn't figure out if the dog was the monkey's service animal or vice versa.
Right.
You also had the woman who flushed her hamster, her service animal hamster. Because she was told she wasn't allowed to have it on the plane.
All right. Well, Lita Gore's story from AL.com says people who falsely claim their pet is a service animal could soon face criminal charges in Alabama.
Uh-oh.
Starting September 1st. All right. This is coming soon now. I don't want you to flush any any critters because of this, but just know the law. Starting September 1st, there will be a criminal penalty for those who misrepresent a pet as a service animal or an animal in training in public spaces or when seeking housing accommodations in Alabama. Making false claims will be a Class C misdemeanor, resulting in a $100 fine and 100 hours of community service to be performed with the organization that serves people with disabilities or one approved by the court. I like that angle. I like putting them in that, you know, that kind of service.
I do too, because $100 fine, okay, whatever. $100, yeah. I mean, it stinks to have to lose $100, but that's not a real penalty. But making someone work for 100 hours on behalf of other people, I love that.
Yep. The Alabama Act stipulates that a service animal in the state, there's only two critters that are service animals.
Okay.
Dog.
Of course.
Okay, dog. Everybody gets dog. What do you think the other one is?
Miniature pony.
How'd you know that? Miniature horse.
Really? I was just trying to come up with something absurd.
No. Miniature horses. So dogs or miniature horses are acceptable service animals in Alabama. Now, that animal must be individually trained to do work or perform tasks that benefit a person with a disability, such as a guide dog for someone with visual impairments, or an animal trained to provide help to someone with post-traumatic stress disorder, which dogs are great at. The ADA does not restrict service animals to a particular dog breed, and service animals are generally allowed in all public areas and private businesses. Animals that provide comfort or emotional support just by being with someone are not classified as service animals under the ADA. So your emotional support iguana. Quote here from the Alabama law. It says, a service animal may not be a pet. The crime deterrent effect of the presence of an animal and the provision of emotional support, well-being, comfort, or companionship may not constitute work or tasks. Mm. So just because you say the animal gives you this peace or whatever, that doesn't
you have to
make
prove it.
Yeah. So the law also allows for signs to be posted in public places with the message, service animals are welcome. It is illegal for a person to misrepresent an animal in that person's possession as a service animal, end quote. The bill makes Alabama one of 25 states now that have laws related to fraudulent representation of service animals. Penalties range from up to 6 months in jail or fines up to $1,000 in California to fines of $100 in New Jersey. So there you go. It's either a miniature pony or a dog.
Someone tell me, what do miniature ponies do? Are they out there doing CPR or what?
Horsing around, most likely.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement is taking over the investigation into a shooting involving a deputy in Escambia County, Florida. The deputy shot a man after the suspect fired shots inside a grocery store in Pensacola. None of the bullets hit any customers or employees, and deputies were on the scene quickly. They fired shots at the suspect. He was believed to have been hit twice in the leg and then the chest. The man is in the hospital, and the sheriff's office has not yet released his identity. Mobile police are searching for two men wanted for an armed robbery. It happened at a gas station on University Boulevard Boulevard over the weekend in Mobile. There is surveillance video of the crime. The suspect, dressed in a red hoodie, took money and tobacco products and left with another man. A man was struck by lightning in Gulf Shores on Thursday. It happened just after 2 o'clock on August Drive. That's in the Kraft Farms neighborhood. The 28-year-old man was rushed to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center by ambulance. Weather was too bad for a medical helicopter to be sent to that scene. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
At Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, we're not just in the safe business, we are the safe business. With the largest selection, 12 months free financing, professional delivery available, and the most knowledgeable customer service, why go anywhere else? Plus, first responders receive discounts up to $500. For a limited time, save up to $1,000 on a new Browning safe with a lifetime warranty. For service after the sale, it's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Look for the giant yellow safe, exit 5B, I-65 in Mobile.
In New York City, police say a major Lower Manhattan subway station has been evacuated as they investigate two pressure cookers discovered there.
The bomb squad immediately responded. The emergency services unit immediately responded. Of course, those are the highly trained units of the NYPD. So now the question begins of, was this a hoax? Now that needs to be investigated. Likely what will happen next is that they're going to start pulling video. Did someone purposely leave behind these two pressure cookers in very precarious spots during the height of rush hour here in Manhattan? So that's going to be the next step for investigators. But that is a good sign that that does not appear to be any sort of device.
Bryn Gingras reporting. There are no reports of injuries. Israel's interior minister has granted a request by Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib to enter the Israeli-occupied West Bank on humanitarian grounds. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. New research from the Kaiser Family Foundation tracked the cost of health care for people with coverage through large employers and found that in 2018, the total annual average cost for a family of four, including both premiums and the out-of-pocket charges for care, was $7,726. That was down from $7,965 the previous year, but up 18% since 2013. Kaiser researchers say over time, the cost is rising faster than inflation and wages. The five-year increase compared to 12% growth in wages and 8% inflation. With China threatening retaliation against the Trump administration's latest tariffs, concerns about demand growth are playing on investors' minds across risk assets, including oil. Bank of America says just as concerning, though, is the prospect of China resuming Tehran oil purchases and spurring a bounce in energy exports from Tehran. On Wall Street, futures are moderately higher this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super PolyGrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
PolyGrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
PolyDent!
Caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And I talked about it last hour. For some reason, maybe I've just gotten used to the heat. It felt it didn't feel cool to me. It just didn't feel as hot. But maybe I was just delusional from the heat.
Well, the heat index was lower yesterday than it was the day before.
Okay.
So maybe that's what did it.
Okay.
We had a high up 97 degrees officially at the airport yesterday. And today we're going to get pretty close to that, may even match it. And we'll see the humidity a little bit lower today, but it's going to come back up over the weekend. So today, look for plenty of sunshine and a high temperature into the mid-90s, possibly as high as 97. There's just a slight chance that we could see an afternoon thunderstorm. Now, tonight, a few scattered clouds will get down to about 75. And then for the weekend, well, Saturday, mostly sunny with some scattered afternoon thunderstorms. And the high tomorrow should be at least into the low 90s, possibly getting up to near 95 degrees. But then on Sunday, a weather front that's out over the Gulf of Mexico is going to come back on us as a warm front. And so we'll see scattered to numerous thunderstorms on Sunday, and that'll keep temperatures down to around 90 degrees. Now that front will be moving into South Alabama and into central portions of the state, and that will keep the showers and thunderstorms in our area for Monday and Tuesday with high temperatures around 90 degrees. And the rest of the week, it's back to normal. Highs around 90 to 92, high humidity, and of course scattered afternoon thunderstorms. So if we're going to enjoy any day with some little bit lower humidity, it's going to be today, but still it's going to be hot with those temperatures getting up possibly up to 97 this afternoon.
All right, Dr. Bill, and halfway through the month of August, take a look at the tropics. Tell us what you're watching.
Well, we have a few tropical waves that are now in existence between the Caribbean and the African coast. We don't see any development of these at this time. It's quiet across the Caribbean. It's also quiet over the Gulf of Mexico.
Now, 50 years ago, it wasn't. As we look at landfall, I think, what, August 17th for Hurricane Camille?
That's right. This weekend marks the 50th anniversary of Camille, which is one of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the U.S. mainland. The highest winds on that hurricane have been sort of downgraded now. We've done a lot of studies on it. But still, they come up with the highest figure for sustained winds around 175 miles per hour. And that means that the gusts will be up around 190 to near 200 miles per hour. Incredible storm, a very small hurricane, but a very powerful hurricane.
Yeah, and loss of life, I know, you know, with the Richelieu apartments and all, but I mean, it did a massive destruction on the Mississippi coast and killed hundreds of people.
Yeah, and then it wasn't finished because it moved up into the Appalachians, and there were many, many fatalities from flooding up in the state of Virginia as a result of Hurricane Camille. So it had two areas hit hard, the Mississippi coast and then the state of Virginia.
Wow. All right, Dr. Bill, as we, I guess it is tomorrow, right? August 17th.
The 17th, right, and into the 18th, and 50 years ago, 1969.
Wow. All right, Dr. Bill, with the heat being on, it being August, it's still a weekend. People want to get outside, do things. So an important number coming up with our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, the best day is going to be Saturday. In fact, not too bad with some afternoon thunderstorms. We should have quite a bit of sunshine. But then things change on Sunday with that weather front moving in from the Gulf. So for the weekend, go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
6810.
Okay, that tells the story. When I hear the six in the number there, I know we're not looking at much for Sunday.
And that's largely due to Sunday, in which you'll be dodging numerous showers and thunderstorms.
Thank you, Sunday, and thank you, Dr. Bill.
Okay, sure.
All right, our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast and your weekend weather scale, right here at FM Talk 106.5, 740. We'll check the ride in with Kane. Traffic coming up next.
The staff of USS Alabama Memorial Park reminds you that school is underway again, and our young folks have a lot on their mind. They'll be excited about being back in the classrooms, so drive carefully in school zones and at crosswalks. Always be prepared to stop. Children sometimes don't look, so you must. Be a safe driver and make this school year the safest ever. This message presented by the staff of USS Alabama Memorial Park, supporting the annual Back to School Safety Program.
Good morning from the Pitsits on Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Government and Skywood Drive. They've got an accident without injuries. Also at Government and Azalea. Dawes and Leroy Stevens. Lansdowne at Government and the eastbound I-10 between Range Line and 90. Another accident right in the middle of the roadway. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience and guaranteed color matching on your vehicle, it's Bay City Collision, 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. What about the what about adding some extra acreage here to the United States?
How would we do that?
Greenland?
Buy it?
Yep, that's what's been talked about. Greenland is a autonomous. It's a protectorate of Denmark. It's autonomous, but it's still connected to Denmark. Heck, they have to send money in there to keep Greenland afloat each year. And the weird thing, so President Trump talked about buying Greenland, and it's funny hearing the news stories like it's never happened. Actually, President Trump, if he makes an offer on it, would be the third time the
really?
United States has tried to buy it over our history. And we've got a military base on Greenland. Even though Greenland kind of looks to the east and looks to Europe because it being a protectorate of Denmark, it's actually a North American landmass, right? And maybe this is the thing. If we're going to have, you know, continued climate change, global warming goes on, then all those glaciers melt and we got all this fertile farmland and now we have another spot to move people to.
He can say, I'm here to make Greenland green again.
That's right. That's what's going to happen. If you hadn't seen the story, I put the link up on my Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. We'll talk about that coming up next hour. Right now, we'll check headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you need help or know someone who says they want to take their own life, 988 may soon be the three-digit number to help save a life. The Federal Communications Commission is one step closer to making 988 the nationwide suicide prevention and mental health hotline. The FCC is recommending the move because it makes it easier for Americans in crisis to access potentially life-saving resources. Lifeline counselors answer 2.2 million calls and more than 100,000 online chats last year. The FCC chairman says there is a suicide epidemic in this country, and it is disproportionately affecting at-risk populations, including our veterans and LGBTQ youth. This report recommends using a three-digit number to make it easier to access the critical suicide prevention and mental health services these call centers provide. The number would be used along the same lines as 911 for emergencies, allowing for quicker, easier dialing. Right now, suicide prevention assistance is available through the National Suicide Prevention Line. Those calls are routed from anywhere in the U.S. to the closest certified crisis center. After a period of public comment, the FCC commissioners will vote on the proposal. Time to fill up that gas tank now as your prices are going up in less than 1 month as the first phase of Alabama's 10-cent tax on gasoline and diesel fuel goes into effect September 1st. Gas prices will go up 6 cents per gallon starting next month. This move was approved during the most recent legislative session. The next increase will be effective October 1st, 2020, with an addition of 2 cents per gallon on gas and diesel. Another 2 cents per gallon will be levied October 1st, 2021. Then, effective October 1st, 2023, and on July 1st of every year after that, the gasoline and diesel tax rate will be adjusted by the percentage change in the yearly average of the National Highway Construction Cost Index, rounded to the nearest whole cent. Each 1 cent of the tax is expected to be worth $32 million in new revenue, with the proceeds going mostly to road and bridge projects across the state. The last time Alabama's gas tax changed was back in 1992. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
How can you be sure that your current coffee provider doesn't support a $6 toll on the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? You can be sure if you buy your coffee from Wayne Biggs, owner of Azalea Coffee Service. He's against those tolls, and he provides coffee and tea and all kinds of break room stuff. Let him know in Montgomery, Washington, and at that secretive hedge fund that we're not going to take it. Get your coffee from Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 today.
This is Wayne Biggs of Azalea Coffee Service, and I approve this message.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Lightning is to blame for a house fire in Fairhope. It happened on Mobile Street Thursday afternoon near the American Legion Post. No injuries were reported. Part of Scenic Highway 98 had to be shut down for about 45 minutes as crews worked to put out that fire. A man charged with three counts of attempted murder will remain in Mobile Metro Jail. A judge denied bond for Andrew Mitchell on Thursday. He'll be back in court Tuesday for an arraignment hearing. Last week, police were conducting a narcotics investigation in the R.B. Taylor community when they tried to approach suspected drug dealer Johnny Vail. That's when Mitchell allegedly fired shots at officers. Police returned fire, hitting both men. Prosecutors say the gun Mitchell used in that shooting was stolen. News 5 has learned the name of a man found dead in Pensacola on Wednesday. He's 71-year-old Hector Torres. 49-year-old Donald Barbie has been charged with his death. Barbie was arrested after surveillance video from a hair salon on Beverly Parkway captured a man dumping a body. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
DeMarcus Cousins suffers an off-season ACL tear. Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family are recovering after surviving a plane crash in Tennessee. And former University of Alabama golfer Justin Thomas is the co-leader at the BMW Championship. It's 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start with some bad news for a local guy in the NBA. Former LaFleur Rattler and Kentucky Wildcat DeMarcus Cousins has suffered a torn ACL in his left knee. That's according to his agent Jeff Schwartz. The non-contact injury reportedly occurred on Monday in Las Vegas while Cousins was playing in a pickup basketball game. The four-time All-Star recently signed a one-year deal with the LA Lakers, but now he could potentially miss the entire season. Cousins has had a rough streak of injuries the last two seasons. He suffered a left Achilles tear in January of 2018 and then a quadriceps tear in April of this year. In his nine NBA seasons, Cousins has averaged 21.2 points and 10.9 rebounds per game. NASCAR superstar Dale Earnhardt Jr., his wife Amy, and 15-month-old daughter Isla are recovering this morning after the three were involved in a plane crash landing yesterday near Bristol Motor Speedway. Carter County Sheriff Dexter Lunsford said that there were no serious injuries beyond cuts and abrasions, which is really very fortunate if you've seen video or pictures of the accident. Earnhardt's small family was on the plane along with their dog and two pilots. Federal Aviation Administration officials said a Cessna Citation rolled off the end of a runway and caught fire after landing at Elizabethton Municipal Airport around 3:40 yesterday afternoon. The National Transportation Safety Board tweeted that they're sending two representatives to Elizabethton to investigate the crash. Earnhardt retired from Cup Series competition in 2017 after he dealt with a number of concussions. He, of course, is still heavily involved with NASCAR as a television analyst, but said he'd be taking this weekend off as he recovers with his family. On the PGA Tour, Justin Thomas and Jason Kokrak are tied for the lead after round one of the BMW Championship at Medina Country Club in Illinois. Both Thomas and Kokrak fired 7-under-par rounds of 65 yesterday. They lead a group of five golfers who are one shot behind. All but two golfers posted under-par scores yesterday. One week after withdrawing from the Northern Trust due to a mild oblique strain, Tiger Woods posted a 1-under-par 71. He enters today 6 strokes off the lead, tied for 51st with 8 other golfers. The BMW Championship is the second of 3 events in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Only the top 30 in the FedEx Cup standings will advance to next week's tournament in Atlanta. Round 2 of the BMW begins this morning at 9:15. In baseball last night, the New York Mets held on to defeat the Atlanta Braves 10-8. New York rookie Pete Alonso had 6 RBI on 5 hits and tied the National League rookie home run record with his 39th of the season.
Alonso hits this one deep in the air to center. A high ride as Inciarte watches, and it's long gone into the drink in center field.
That tied the record set by the Dodgers' Cody Bellinger in 2017. The Braves rallied with 5 runs over the 8th and 9th innings. They were unable to tie the game. The Braves' 3 home run leaders all went deep last night. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit 1 home run, his 35th this season. First baseman Freddie Freeman went deep twice, his 30th and 31st this year. And former Faith Academy Ram Josh Donaldson also hit 2 homers, his 27th and 28th of the season. Around the rest of the league, Bryce Harper hit a walk-off grand slam, and the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Chicago Cubs 7-5.
2-2 with the bases loaded and one out.
Oh my God.
Deep to right field. Way up there and way out of here. Second deck walk-off home run. Grand slam, Bryce Harper.
They knew it was gone the moment it left the bat, and Harper sprinted around the bases. Philly scored 6 runs in the 9th inning to complete the rally. 7:50 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect isolated thunderstorms today. Will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, on the way, we'll find out what's cooking when Alec Naiman joins us. Right now, we got headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile County Sheriff's Office is hoping you can help find a missing teenager who they say did not take her medication that she needs to control her seizures. They believe she's a runaway. They're identifying her as 16-year-old Angela Cheyenne Rester. She was last seen at her home in Theodore Wednesday, August the 14th. She left her home on Lake Myrtle Drive wearing black and pink Jordan shoes, leggings, and a tank top. She's described as being 5'2" tall, weighing 140 pounds with brown hair and eyes. If you have any information, please call MCSO at 251-574-8633 to help bring this young teen home safely. A pre-dawn raid at a state prison uncovers synthetic drugs and cell phones and weapons. Close to 4 a.m. at the Staten Correctional Facility in Elmore, multiple agencies participated on Thursday and they uncovered weapons, the synthetic drug Flacca, and those cell phones. The Alabama Department of Corrections has not yet confirmed the quantities of the seized contraband, but they do say the raid was their 5th major joint operation since February as part of an effort to find and seize contraband, which is the leading cause of crime and violence inside of state prisons. The Staten Correctional Facility houses 1,300 inmates, and they're encouraging anyone who has information about the items recovered to please call the ADOC Investigations and Intelligence Division at 1-866-293-7799. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:54 FM Talk 106.5, and time to find out what's cooking. It's our buddy Alec Naiman from Naiman's Catering. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, and I'm fired up because this week, not only are we cooking one of my favorite things, we're cooking in bulk. What are we doing here?
Hey, man, listen, it's back to school. You never know when you might have to feed the entire school chocolate chip cookies, okay?
All right.
this is my 50-pound recipe of chocolate chip cookies. Now, don't laugh, okay?
That's a lot of sugar. Sounds dangerous.
I mean, man, listen, this is my guys in the kitchen say, man, you ought to show them, tell them how we make cookies. I say, Lord, they don't want to know that. Who can make that at home? You know, so here's the deal. Don't laugh now. You got to get 6 pounds plus 4 ounces of butter, okay? You got to have 4 ounces, all right? It's important.
Right.
A formula don't work if you don't put 4 ounces with that 6 pounds of butter. Then you get 5 pounds of granulated sugar, all right? Then you get 5 pounds of brown sugar, okay? Then all you need is like 2.5 ounces of salt, okay? Just a little bit of salt, just a tad. And then you get 3 pounds plus 12 ounces of eggs. Now, that's after you crack them. So you got to crack them, and you got to weigh them, and you got to get your, like I said, 3 pounds plus 12 ounces of eggs. Then you get about 3.5 ounces of vanilla. Then you got to go get your 12 pounds and 8 ounces of flour. We use a pastry flour because, you know, it's the dough kind of a little bit sweet, you know. And then 2.5 ounces of baking soda. Only even a little teaspoon of bacon. Baking soda. Then 12.5 pounds of chocolate chip cookies. 12.5 pounds of chocolate chip cookies. I mean, chocolate chips. And then you finish it off with 5 pounds of chopped pecan. All right. Now, when you add all that up, that's about 50 pounds of cookie dough. And it makes 500 cookies. How about that?
Wow. All right. So if we want to just do this, we'll just divided by, yeah, you get 1/50th of this recipe and cook it for the house.
That's it. You only want a couple of dozen.
Hey, Alec, remind folks, too, you got an event coming up at Dolphin soon.
We do. It's called In Search of Creole. Bob Baumhauer and Dolphins and myself have teamed up with the Senior Bowl and WALA and, of course, our police department. We're hosting an event up at Dolphins next Sunday, the 25th, from 6 to 9. Tickets are $35. The fundraiser is in honor of Officer Tudor and Officer Graham. We lost Officer Tudor earlier this year, and Officer Graham was in a terrible accident with an impaired driver. And anyhow, so we're going to do this every year. This is our first event, but we're going to do it every year. And the funds are going to go to our fallen officers and first responders. And the Senior Bowl has come up. They sent out stuff to all 32 NFL teams. We've got memorabilia from everybody, autographs. So we got that for auction. We've got some great artwork from our friends over at the Eastern Shore Arts Center. She has provided us some paintings. We've got a cruise for two on the Carnival Cruise Line provided by Visit Mobile. I'm going to give away a 5-star dinner for 6. I'm going to come in and cook something nice like beef Wellington or lamb chops or something in your house. Bob Baumhauer's got the biggest heart in the world. He's a big old man, but he's got this big old heart, you know. And he wanted to do something. We talked about it. We teamed up. We said, let's put our energies together and come up with a nice something we can do leading into the NFL season, the football season, the college season. And so Executive Chef Steve Zucker, he's old Creole boy, so we came up with the name In Search of Creole. We're going to have prime rib. We're going to have connected stuffed pork loin. We're going to have oyster shooters and crab cakes and shrimp. And man, $35, I swear you'll get your money's worth. So it's a great event, all right? And you can go online. You can go to WLA and get your tickets, I think. You can go online I don't even know where you go online everywhere. But anyhow, $35, great event. We're going to have plenty of adult beverages, so you're invited, okay?
Hey, good stuff, Alec. It sounds perfect, and people check you out online and get more information on that, and we'll talk to you next week.
That sounds great, man. You have a great weekend. Stay cool, will you?
Yeah, that's right.
Just be cool. Be cool, man.
I'll be cool eating chocolate chip cookies is what I'll be cool doing. Alec Naiman at What's Cooking. That's what we do around here on Fridays. Coming right back. State Senator Chris Elliott joins us next.